We're here today to talk about our continuing efforts on the part of my administration to be able to help grow our number one industry here in Nebraska, which is, of course, agriculture. I'm joined here today. I'm just going to start and move my way across the stage here. We got Rob Robertson, who's the Executive Director of the Nebraska Farm Bureau. We got Al Junkie, who's the Executive Director of the Nebraska Pork Producers. Captain Krolikowski here, who is with the Nebraska State Patrol. Mike Drennan, representing the Nebraska Cattlemen. Chelsea Kramer, who is with our Department of Agriculture. And then Rod Johnson, who is the Nebraska State Dairy Association. And one of the things that we focus on is how can we make sure that we are cutting the red tape to help our producers here in the state to be able to do a better job. And you can see that fighting that red tape is one of the things that we focused on, whether it's been working with the administration to fight things such as the Waters of the U.S. rule, which we opposed, or the Clean Power Plan, also working on E15 and promoting E15 and the pilot process we have with E30 to help us promote that with regard to how we can make those regulations easier for our ethanol producers. We've also worked with farm groups in the past, for example, when we created the covered farm vehicle designation, to be able to make it easier for our farmers and ranchers to move equipment in between fields and not have to have that CDL. Today we're talking about a different issue, and it's with regard to truckers and trailers moving livestock here in our state. Obviously, one of the things we know is that if a trailer is pulled off the side of the road because of an accident or a law enforcement action, that can bring all the work on the farm to a halt. We also know that our tractor trailers that are hauling livestock share the road with all of our other drivers, and it's important that we keep our roads safe. And that's the job of the State Patrol and all of our other law enforcement agencies, is to make sure we're looking out for the safety of all the drivers on the road. So one of the things that I asked a few months ago was to have our State Patrol work with various ag groups like We Support Ag and the folks that you see up here to be able to work on how can we streamline the process and set the expectations so that if there is something where a tractor trailer that's hauling livestock gets pulled off to the side of the road or is in an accident, how is the State Patrol going to work with our truckers and our producers here in the state to make sure that all goes smoothly with regard to that? So for example, you can imagine that if a trailer is pulled over and it's a 90 degree day, those livestock have to get water. If it's a winter condition, it could be a completely different situation, right? So there are certainly situations where we have to make sure we're working together well to protect the health of the livestock and the safety of the folks that are on the road. And that's why I've got the folks that are up with me here today. We're going to start by having Captain Krolikowski talk a little bit from the State Patrol about some of the things that they've done, and then I'm going to have Mike Drennan talk about that, as or talk about it from the Nebraska Cattlemen's part. And then we'll open up to Q&A specifically on this topic. We're going to then move the podium, take a quick picture, and for off-topic questions, we'll just do kind of a little media scrum over here to the side after we get the pictures taken. Sound fair? All right. With that, Captain, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Governor. Good morning, everybody. Certainly, the mission of the State Patrol is to provide law enforcement of the highest quality to ensure a safe and secure Nebraska. We approach this by many different fronts, but the foundation, like the governor mentioned, is highway safety. And we recognize that it's difficult for people that receive a citation and get their day ruined, so to speak, that comprehend how that enhances.
You say day ruined, but I think probably just about every time you give somebody a ticket, they say thank you. Then, I know I always do.
Yes. So anyway, it does enhance the quality of life, right? And that's why you thank us all the time. With the trucking industry, of course, this also means that we unfortunately have to place drivers or vehicles out of service at times. And when it comes to the product or the commodity being hauled, being a living, breathing animal, we certainly need to recognize the nuances that come with that and do whatever we possibly can to make sure that the livestock aren't overly stressed. Do with whatever we can within our means, within the parameters of the regulations, laws, and the criteria that are set out for our people, to assist not just the truckers and the receivers or the shippers, but mainly that livestock. so it's not overly stressed and we incur shrinkage. So with that, this collaboration has offered us the ability to recognize everybody's priorities and what their needs are, and especially the livestocks, and to identify the best practices or standard operating procedures, if you will, and how to accomplish that. But mostly, most important is to form a relationship that may not have been as strong as we would have liked. So we thank the governor, all the livestock associations, and we support ag, had a big part to play in this. So on behalf of Colonel Bolduc and all the men and women of the Nebraska State Patrol, we want to say thank you to all of you, and we look forward to future endeavors. Mr. Drennan.
Well, good morning, and Governor Ricketts, we'd really like to thank you for this opportunity for this press conference today. And as Governor has mentioned, my name is Mike Drennan. I'm President-elect of the Nebraska Cattlemen, and I'm really pleased that we're here today to discuss this important collaboration between Nebraska livestock industry and the Nebraska State Patrol. You know, I'm a cattle feeder, and we rely on safe and timely deliveries of our livestock, and collaborations like this positively affect our business. And over the course of the past few months, the industry and the State Patrol have worked together to develop a series of checklists, and we do have some copies of those here. And these checklists will help, basically is help livestock haulers comply with the law, and also mitigating animal welfare concerns that arise when trucks are put out of service. Everyone will benefit from these checklists, owners of livestock, haulers, State Patrol, and the general public. And by gathering up as much upfront information as possible and utilizing a set of response plans for how to handle livestock in the event of an emergency, it's the industry's goal to transport livestock safely and in a timely manner while complying with state and federal laws. By being better prepared, both haulers and the State Patrol will be able to respond in an effective manner and lessen the impact of any delay on the health of livestock under our care. I would like to thank everyone that was involved in this collaboration. Again, Governor Ricketts and Colonel Bolduc, Captain Kolakowski, and Lieutenant Doggett. Nebraska Cattlemen is excited to continue working together on the safe and efficient transportation of livestock throughout the state of Nebraska. And one thing I would like to make a comment is, the law enforcement does what it says. They enforce our laws. And the other part of what they do, it is their daily duties. They're there to protect and serve. And that's much like us as livestock handlers. We're there to tend and care for our livestock. And so this is very important for us, and that's what our job is first, is to help the State Patrol, help any law enforcement as we work through these issues.
Great. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Captain. And again, I just want to compliment the Nebraska State Patrol and all of the folks from agriculture who work together collaboratively to be able to create these sets of guidelines, these standard operating procedures, these checklists, to be able to set the expectations for when that livestock is in a situation where it's off the side of the road, how are we going to handle that to make sure that we're keeping the public safe as well as looking out for the welfare of the livestock. And so with that, what I'd like to do is open it up to questions and answers.
Is this a problem for us? I mean, there's been a lot of shipments lost because of delays in getting the truck back on the road, or?
You know, when I talked to the Nebraska cattlemen, what we saw is an opportunity to improve what was going on. I don't think there was a lot of cases of this, but we saw an opportunity to be able to work together better together. And so they reached out. I asked the State Patrol to work together with the groups from ag to be able to come up with some of these policies so that everybody would have the same, you know, expectations about what was going to happen to make sure that, again, that we're keeping people safe on the roads, but also looking out for the welfare of the livestock.
Are there changes in what livestock haulers are being expected to do or in what the patrol is being expected to do?
I think part of it is, well, again, part of it, when we have one of these situations where, say, a shipment of livestock is pulled off to the side of the road, whether it's for an accident or because of a law enforcement action, as Mike Drennan said, we've got a checklist to go through to be able to help really see what is exactly going on here with regard to what is being hauled and so forth. Because if you've got livestock, it's in a different situation than if you're hauling something that's just dry goods. The dry goods aren't going to have to get watered. They're not going to have to get fed. Livestock is. And so this is really raising an awareness with regard to how we have to handle these shipments, not only with the truckers, but also with our state patrol, so that we can work together collaboratively to make sure that happens. So it really is about trying to improve what we're doing by creating these procedures, by creating a checklist so that we can quickly go through and determine what situation we have on the ground to help the state patrol work, as the captain said, with the nuances of, hey, if we've got to, take care of something here, say a trucker gets pulled over because they're overweight or because they're past their hours. Well, now we've got to get those livestock someplace where they can be cared for. Well, the state patrol then, if it's within 30 minutes, will escort them to a place where they can be, the livestock can be cared for. So that's a change from what we've done in the past, at least formally a change, though troopers may have done that in the past, just again to make sure that the public's being safe and the animals are going to be taken care of. Mike, I don't know if there's anything you wanted to add to that.
Well, and Governor, thank you, but it was a completely proactive approach that we took with this because of the animal welfare, making sure the animals are safe. And it's not fair to assume that I know all facets of the law and it's the same as a state trooper or someone that pulls it over, understands how to move the livestock, understands what needs to be done. And when something, that's why we wanted to get together with the state patrol so we could come up with this checklist that's extremely important for the whole livestock industry and to help them. I mean, because, when you look at it, we're a small community of livestock producers, and when there's an issue, we all jump to it. I mean, and we all want to be part of it and try to help. So that's really what this was all about.
Captain, do you want to add anything?
No, and there's other pieces to it. We've always been able to certainly escort vehicles, and we've done that typically when our portable units would, but it was typically to the next place of safekeeping, meaning to get them off the roadway. But it certainly has materialized at our way stations where the vehicle is safe. You know, it's properly parked and everything else. However, we need to take those understanding at those points and also identify with Nebraska Department of Agriculture helped with this, the veterinary's office, as well, the state veterinary's office, to identify other resources, possible locations that we can escort them to unload and so forth. So it was driven by the cattlemen's and the other egg industry, the pork and the dairy and poultry, but to identify those resources, which helps us immensely, helps us to understand the local trooper, know that he has this vehicle, this is the situation, where's that resource that we can escort that vehicle to? Within a certain limited of time, certainly, what we would feel that the taxpayers would understand and be reasonable with. So,
okay. So if I could, so let me just build on that. So, for example, in the past, Captain, and correct me if I'm wrong here, if somebody had been pulled over, say, at a weigh station with cattle on it, mm-hmm. it might have just been stopped there. But that's not an appropriate place to unload cattle to get them fed or watered. But what you're saying is maybe there's a sale barn that's 15 minutes away we could take them to, and that would be an appropriate place for them to be offloaded so they could be fed and watered.
Yeah.
So that's an example of how giving the State Patrol the resources and the knowledge of where they can do that to still keep people safe, but also look out for the welfare of the animals.